You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We all want more. Another pack score in 96. He's Reggie White we vote for.
Bark doesn't touch on and he doesn't pack arena. Reggie White sacks the quarterback. He doesn't pack arena. Robert Bush is in the stands and he doesn't pack arena. Green Bay pack arena. Bark doesn't touch on and he doesn't pack arena. Reggie White sacks the quarterback. He doesn't pack arena. Robert Bush is in the stands and he doesn't pack arena. Green Bay pack arena.
WNDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful, very cold Monday morning.
That's right. 6 minutes past the hour.
WMDX weather.
Okay. It is 19 degrees. We expect a high around 33 this afternoon. It's 19, but it feels like 10 because of the wind chill. Got a little breeze coming in out of the north. Okay.
We have resurrected jingles again.
Yes.
So if you're just wondering what we're doing here.
That's the John and Gordy singers.
Yes.
With a little help from AI doing some jingles for us. Okay. Let's get to our special guest this morning. Pete Schwabe joins us from Nightlight. And good morning, Pete. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. John's got short sleeves on.
Look at this. It's very warm in our studio.
It's hot in here.
It's like a sauna in here.
And by the way, the fan is on Gordy this morning.
That's right.
I know. And look at
our
this.
One it's, and only fan.
It's my laugh-in style.
Yeah.
Kamala.
Yeah,
Wallace
I like that.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, look who just walked in. Catherine's here.
Catherine's here.
We're just talking to Pete Schwabe.
You don't want her in here.
Oh, God. All right. Here we go.
I thought we locked the doors.
I thought we shut the door. Okay.
We've
walked in willy-nilly like that?
Okay. Well, we're here because you made a special announcement actually Friday on your show.
Yeah.
Did you? Pete?
No, today is the official announcement right this morning.
Right here.
It's a lot of pressure on you guys, and I didn't mean to.
Wow.
You know.
Okay.
Can you hear okay?
Is he awake?
He's awake.
Talk about
hit
rising
him in the
to
arm.
The occasion. Well,
I know. All right.
So,
the big announcement, Pete. What the hell is it?
The movie that you made 20 years ago is coming back, right?
It's coming back thanks to WMDX. You guys are sponsoring this great screening at the Atwood Music Hall on December 4th, The Godfather of Green Bay. It's for a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
And if Catherine is still there, maybe she should talk about the cause because it's very special.
Yes.
Well, to both of us.
Yes.
But, yeah.
The Dane County Humane Society is going
to
get a couple bucks possibly. Hopefully.
Yes.
We've got to sell this thing out. And I'm going to take credit for this and blame. It was my idea. I heard about this film. Pete Schwabe. What? You think it was your idea?
Yes. John was taking all kinds
of... Full of it.
No,
I
suggested it
to you. You liar!
Remember I told you to watch the movie? I told you to watch the movie, and you did, and you thought, oh, well, okay. And I said, why don't we just screen it someplace? And you said, you know, that's a really good idea.
Okay,
you know, women have this tendency to want to take credit for what guys come up with for ideas.
Okay, I think I'll take a break here.
You cannot.
Check, please.
I know, you know what?
How many things you have done this morning that you are on my list for? Did you hear him talking to your Pam Yonke, who lives not a block away from Lambeau Field?
Right.
Most of the year.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was. He said, full fat whole milk is unhealthy. To Pam Yonke.
I know. That didn't go over.
She was raised on a dairy farm.
Okay.
She's the farm
Can
babe.
We get back to the Godfather of Green Bay.
By the way, I just want to set the world straight
Pete,
here.
Stand by.
In case my wife is listening. Okay.
Yeah.
I always kid her about taking credit for the ideas she has. See, guys have a tendency to actually do that.
Yeah, you think?
So, okay.
You think? Pete,
but actually,
Pete,
I came
Pete,
up with
Pete
this
made
idea.
An actual film. Pete is an actual
it's a great, I love
Hollywood
the movie.
Entity.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
He knows a lot of really big people.
Pete, let's talk about how you made this movie. Why did you make this movie 20 years ago?
Good question.
Oh, that's a great question. At the time, my writing partner is this guy, Greg Liana, who created the Meet the Parents franchise because he made this little independent film. And I saw how involved he was and how much control he had over the comedy and what stays in the movie, what goes. And I was, we had sold a few screenplays to studios and we're kind of cut out of the process. And I'm like, well, that looks really, really fun, actually having a say in the material that you write. And So I kind of took a flyer, I guess, whatever you want to call it. But mm-hmm. I just, he encouraged me. He said, yeah, do it. Make the movie. And so I did. And it was, I can't believe it actually happened because raising money is no fun. But
writing a screenplay is so hard. Writing a screenplay, getting a screenplay written. That must
be it's a process. Absolutely. And so it was great. I paired up with the Edding brothers, Josh and Brian. They liked the script and they were, you know, Brian specifically was right there next to me because I didn't know what I was doing. I knew how to write a script, but I didn't know how to direct or I was the lead actor, too. So it was I kind of bit off a lot.
But I think you did a great job.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I surrounded myself with really good people. So it turned out it somehow got made and was very fortunate. And we had a nice little following. It's been a really fun movie.
Well received.
I haven't talked about it in a while. So it's fun that you guys are fun that we're doing this.
Trying to get you to remember all the things that you had to do.
Yeah, you don't mind if I say it's a cult classic.
No, I'll take a cult classic.
Yeah. I'll
now we have that. A clip we're going to play. What are we going to play here, Dom? What do we have?
We have options, you know.
Let's play Tony.
Yeah, let's play some Tony.
Tony?
Let's explain who Tony is.
This is like a night show. You know, you got to explain your clip, and you're going to pretend to be the actor who doesn't remember what the clips are.
This is, okay, I'll say that Tony Goldwyn is Hollywood royalty. His last name, Goldwyn, is Metro Goldwyn Mayer.
Wow.
Right.
And when he was on the set, he talked about that legacy. And he was like telling me, I only do projects I feel passionate about. He goes, I love this character. Yeah, he said he was a great guy. And, but I'm sure he works all the time. He's, you know, once he's off a project, you know, you don't really, we've talked like twice since the movie happened. So this is the first time I heard him mention this film or whatever. And he was pranked on Jimmy Kimmel because they found a clip of him doing Macarena with a mullet on. And I think he was pretty blown away because it had been like 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. Let's hear that.
Yeah, it's great.
Here we go.
Your TV girlfriend, Olivia Pope, is having a very bad year so far, really. I mean, she's kidnapped. Yep. I used to get the episodes in advance so that when you'd come on, I could watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And now Shonda Rhimes will not give me the episodes anymore.
We're top secret.
I didn't do anything wrong either. I kept it. I didn't let anyone into my house. It makes me crazy.
Look, I don't get them either. So we're and I'm the president of the United States.
No, yeah.
We get the scripts at the last minute. It's all like lock and key, top security. We can't leave them in our cars, you know, because people, there have been leaks. And,
security at the TV White House should not be tighter than security at the actual White House. It's crazy. That's right. So now I have to kind of like, I don't know what, you know, we have to just kind of.
You just have to buy Shonda a really expensive present.
You think that would do it?
It won't work.
I feel like it wouldn't. Yeah, I feel like it wouldn't work. Well, I'll try it and see what happens. But something happened tonight. I just have no idea what it was. Do you know? Well, you know what it was.
Yeah, I know,
you were there when it happened.
I lived it, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to spoil it because some of you have seen tonight's episode, which just aired, and some of you haven't. You know, what else? Fitz going to war. For the woman he loves is it's a problem.
It is pretty crazy.
And I was wondering, like, did people want him to do that? I was really conflicted about it, and I wondered how audiences would react.
We do want you to do. We don't care about Angola or West Angola
except
or whatever.
For some guys on Twitter going, no, ICER.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it.
They're in Angola, those guys.
Oh, that's probably
so like, hey, we don't need any problems here.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, but we did manage to get something, and this is, and I don't think you are aware of this, we managed to get a sneak peek at next week's episode.
Oh, awesome.
I was not able to get the whole episode, but this is a little special something for fans of the show Scandal, and this is what's happening next week.
Great.
Yep, that's Tony Goldwyn doing the Macarena.
Come on.
Or the Pacarena from
the Pacarena.
Godfather of Green Bay.
That's a long way to go.
I know.
Good Lord.
It's a visual thing.
So he's in a television Scandal?
Yeah.
Is he going to talk about the movie?
No.
Okay. That was worth it. Holy smokes. We heard all about Scandal and nothing about Pete's darn movie.
Yeah. Yes. Let's get back to
Pete Schwab. It was cute. There was a time clip in there I put where it starts, and then there's commentary after. Okay. So we heard all the buildup, which had nothing to do with the Godfather.
we
cut out on the visual part of the clip.
We should have started it there and let it run out because Kimmel came back and they talked about doing the Macarena.
For God's sakes. All right.
Well, we're talking with Pete Schwabe here. Now, this movie is going to be seen, The Godfather of Green Bay. It's going to be at the Atwood Music Hall on December 4th. That's a Thursday evening, 7 p.m., thanks to Downdrin's Distilling for being our sponsor for that. And we're also going to be raising some money for the Dane County Humane Society. Tickets are just $10.
Oh, my gosh.
And $1 out of every ticket goes to the Humane Society. So we want a good crowd there.
Atwood Music Hall, that's where the tickets can be purchased.
Okay.
It's up now. That was the announcement on Friday. They announced it on Friday. So you can go to the Atwood Music Hall. And by the way, brand new venue.
Yeah, it's great. It's
beautiful. So if you need an excuse to go to the Atwood Music Hall, this is a great reason.
Yeah, that
prices
too.
Prices like that you can't afford not to go.
$10
there you go. That's perfect, Pete. Yes.
And Pete, you will be there, right?
I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said before, I haven't screened this film in years, so I'm very excited to talk about it again and show it to people because it's kind of there's some big laughs in it, and I think it's a great movie to see with an audience. So I think it should be a really fun event. Tom Lennon is going to come on the show. Great. Lance Barber is going to be on my show, Nightlight, one of these days, and we're going to talk about it. So it'll be fun leading up to it, too.
I mean, it really captures Wisconsin at its best. And worst, you know, you mentioned the reviewer in Milwaukee who took it to you for making fun of people in Wisconsin, you know, and we love having people make fun of us here. You know, what we do is great. It's great humor. We love it.
Listen, I love small town bar characters and primarily northern Wisconsin and whatever. You know, you make something, not everyone's going to love it. Some people overdo it a little bit. They live in their mom's basement. What am I going to say? Yeah. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just going to say that some people should just get out and meet girls. But here's the thing. It's all fine. Water under the bridge. We got a lot of good reviews. And I was really happy with the crowd response, too, because when you make a comedy, you really want to get that's what you do it for. You want to bring people together, see them laugh all together. And it was an incredible process. It was really fun.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people want to see you as the lead.
Yes,
lead romantic character. This is a rom-com, folks.
Why don't you mention some of the other people in the movie? Because you've got some stars.
Lauren Holly.
Lauren Holly's in there, right?
Lauren Holly was great. She was the first one we signed on to the cast. And I honestly, I had sold movies. I had never directed anything. So she wanted to meet me first. And that was, I couldn't believe we got her. I felt like that was a coup at the time. Yeah. And then Tom Lennon, you know, read it and wanted to do it, but we already had an offer out to someone else who luckily he wanted to do a different role. So this role opened up for Tom because he was just, I mean, as he plays
perfect
the character.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah. He plays D-U-G, Doug, because you got to have a hook. And he just ad lib stuff and he was phenomenal. Lance Barber from Young Sheldon he and I became fast friends. Tony Goldwyn, obviously. It was a blast.
Guy. Tony. I just want to talk about Tony.
Yeah, sure.
Just want to talk about Tony. Okay. I want to hear about Tony.
Okay.
Tony was fantastic. Tony wore a mullet around my hometown of Meredith, Wisconsin.
That's terrific.
And he would go to Walmart. This is like a Goldwyn, you know, and he had a blast. He was so much fun.
Yeah. Well, Pete, great to have you with us. And again, it's The Godfather of Green Bay, an exclusive showing, film screening with director and star Pete Schwabe, happens at the Atwood Music Hall December 4th. That's a Thursday night, 7 p.m. We'll have more information at our website, and you can go to Atwood Music Hall and get tickets right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, thanks for being with us. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
We'll
talk again
soon.
And
it was my idea.
Yep. Okay. All right. We'll be right back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows. We heard about it earlier. You know, we're getting a stimulus check in the mail.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah.
$2,000, right?
Well, kind of. I mean, you know, if you get a tax break on your tips, that's the actual.
Oh. So it's
money.
Not a $2,000
Well, it could
check.
Be. They're not
it
sure.
It might be, but we
yeah,
don't
they,
really
they haven't
know.
Agreed to anything yet.
We haven't.
That I know of, anyway.
But President Trump sure. said it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
probably will.
But Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent
he
said
doesn't
no.
doesn't really know about it.
No, it's other things. Okay. You got to piece the $2,000 together
yeah.
from all the savings they're giving you.
Okay. It's 23 past the hour. John and Gordy, yeah. WMDX. And we've got some sunshine trying to break through the clouds this morning over State Street. Downtown Madison is cold out there. 19 degrees. Feels like 10 degrees with a little bit of a breeze coming in out of the north. Highs today in the mid-30s.
Mid-30s.
Let's go to the phones. Yeah. 608-879-8255. Mark is on the line. What do you have for us, Mark?
Yeah, well, it seems like Sean Duffy is surprised that people are actually retiring. Well, people hit retirement age, they're going to retire. I mean, that's something you should be able to actually plan for. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just ridiculous. The man is acting like this is a complete shock that people are retiring.
Right.
And you get yourself up to staff, and this whole Project 2025 thing is just pretty disgusting. That they want to get rid of, the aid we give to the poor folks. No hesitation of giving tax breaks and all kinds of sweet deals to the guys at the top. You're talking about Ozempic and the other, fat drug that they're talking
yeah.
about. Well, Donald Trump is getting a cut of this whole thing. I think I heard that he's getting interest in what's going on. I mean, it is just the grift goes on and on and on and on. And for Scott Bessent, tell him to get bent. I mean, that it is just.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I'm with you on that, Mark. That's so good. So succinct.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Dick is on the line. Good morning, Dick. Okay. Go ahead with your comment.
Mark's spot on. I mean, he does nothing without,
making money.
Some money for it. Right.
Yeah.
The other thing, how tone deaf is this guy? I'll bring up, 2 weeks ago, he has a great Gatsby party during this thing.
Yeah.
This shutdown. And then this weekend, when most people can't travel via air, he does a low-level flyover and, and then goes to the game and gets booed. Mm-hmm. And then thinks they're going to name the team after him? When's D.C. the last time they ever voted for a Republican? Why didn't he go see Jerry Jones down in Dallas?
Right. Yeah.
But what was the flyover about? You live in D.C.
Right. It's really strange to ask the Commanders to change back to the Redskins, right? And then ask that the stadium be named after
the stadium,
you.
Yeah.
That
too.
Is just,
yeah.
That's balls.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So.
Wow. And then, of course, Trump fell for a satire that was on a site, America's Last Line of Defense. He fell for it. He posted it, acting like Obama was getting royalty payments for the ACA. It's just ridiculous, right? I mean, this is what he would do. I mean, he's getting royalty payments for all these other things, which Mark just kind of went through as a list.
Right.
And, of course, then he laid into Obama for supposedly getting it, but it's not true. Obamacare is not giving him royalty payments at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Dick.
We go back to the phones here. All right. Dick, go ahead. Okay, maybe he pocket dialed us or back or something. Okay,
accidentally phoned us.
All right, let's get to Trump in Greenland. He expects to get that free. Maybe we should talk to another country about that. Anyway, let's listen to cut 50 here. This is Trump talking about Greenland again.
No. What's the price tag?
Well, maybe no price tag. Look, we're gonna have to see what happens because. Denmark, we need this for national security. We need Greenland very badly.
So,
you look at
pay for
the Russian ships, the China ships. They're all over the place.
Buy
it. You know, surrounding. Now, they have for a long time. That's a lane. But we need that for national security. So I don't know that Denmark has any right title and interest, and we're going to find
that.
But I can tell you, you saw the clips that were released. The people of Greenland would love to become a state of the United States of America.
We saw the clips.
We were greeted with tremendous love and affection and respect. The people would like to be a part of the United States. Now, Denmark maybe doesn't like it, but then we can't be too happy with Denmark, and maybe things have to happen with respect to Denmark having to do with tariffs, because they have to do this, I think, for the free world. We need that to protect the free world. It's very important. And
this guy's like a mob boss, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we're gonna
That's calling him a mob boss is a compliment. Yeah. He wants to be a mob boss.
We're gonna financially squeeze you if you don't give us Greenland. What the hell? Wow, you don't want to get along with anybody, do you? How about this? This is where. Mm-hmm. Okay, we don't have time for this.
Okay,
but anyway.
Just talk about what you've talked about.
this whole thing where he's just squeezing everybody for money.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And now they're going after the meat packers, blaming them for the rising price of beef.
Oh,
he's got to deal with Pam Yonke.
And on it goes.
Oh, yeah.
29 past the
hour.
Want
to do that.
Yes, we have the Midwest Food and Farm Report coming up next. Then when we come back, we will meet Dr. Mary Walden, a graduate of the University of Chicago's School of Social Service Administration. She's a PhD with the Institute for Clinical Social Work, and she's a friend of Catherine's, too. That's on her resume. Okay, we'll meet her and greet her when we come back with John and Gordy on WMDX.
She's going to the show.
Nice.
The John and Gordy in the Morning Show on WMDX 92.7.
Mm-hmm. It is 7:35. It is a cold start this morning and high around 33 degrees. Okay. And it's time for us to welcome in Mary Walden to our show. Good morning, Mary. You're here
Good
with
morning,
Catherine
Gordy.
Lake.
I don't know that you get
John
to call
Peterson.
Her Mary. You might have to call her Dr. Walden.
Dr. Mary? Dr. Walden?
Dr. Walden to you.
No, Mary.
Yes.
let's argue about that a
Thanks,
while.
John. Okay. Thanks, John. All right.
May I take a moment to talk about Mary? Can I just introduce you
correctly? You can't do that. Introduce us.
Because, you know, here's the deal. Okay. I met Mary, my first real human to meet in Madison, Wisconsin when I moved here back in the 90s. She was the first
long time
real
ago.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah.
First real person.
Ago.
We worked together briefly with the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras. The day I started, she said, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I quit." Nothing to do with you.
You quit because you showed up?
Yeah, because I showed up. No, because
you're awesome and I'm gone.
I'm out. Yeah, and we became friends after that and never stopped. And I've watched Mary go from a married person, not going to have kids, and, you know, going back to school, thinking about going to get her master's, and then suddenly, I think in that order, then decided, okay, we'll have a couple kids, then we'll go back for the master's, and then went for the doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
And those two boys, by the way, when you think about how there was an article, I sent it to Mary, as a matter of fact, in the New York Times, about how young men, in a large way, helped elect Donald Trump. There's something going wrong with some of the young
not
men.
Not my boys.
Yeah. Not her boys, not your boys, right?
Yeah. Right.
Not your sons,
Mary,
Gordy, but some are.
Mary, you and I are they Gen Zers?
You and I are.
We have our boys to take care of, and mine are like 23 and 26, so.
Well, she's done a different thing than you.
Yeah.
She launched her boys. She launched them. She wanted them to, and they did. They both have doctorates as well.
Wow.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Well,
so
I'm working on that end.
Okay.
But, I mean, let's let Mary talk. Let
Mary
say Mary, hello.
It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much.
No pressure.
So I'm your response to everything.
I'm assuming they're politically left or progressive or pro democracy. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. 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 I have one who lives in New York and he voted for the current mayor.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, whoa, hey. Mm-hmm. And I have another one who's a professor in South Carolina. And yeah, so yeah, we're a leftist crew, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah. And, you know, psychology and, you know, all the things that we've talked about, Catherine, over the years sort of transcend politics, right? We talk about humanness and all the things that, you know, connect us rather than divide us.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Anyway. Yeah. Like, you know, Tony Gold being hot.
So. Oh, Tony Goldwyn is just Tony Goldwyn.
This is the discussion during the farm report.
He's in Pete's movie.
He's mistaken as the godfather.
He is mistaken.
Of Green Bay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And he does the macarena. Yeah. He's the guy who does the macarena in
gotcha.
The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys think he's hot, huh? So, well, I told you there's a hot guy in the Sandman.
Mary,
you
know, he has ADHD. Okay, you can't have other topics in front of John Peterson. He will bite on them and then run away with them like a dog with a bone.
Mary, I'm looking at your website, which is marywalden.com, and it talks about some of your hobbies and outside the office interests, including leading guided meditations on the Insight Timer app. And I want you to talk a little bit about that, but you also you do media appearances on radio and TV to help support mental health and resilience and advocacy for women and girls. Can you talk a little bit about your background in that area?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I became a therapist technically you start in social work. You start your classes one day and the next day you are in your internship. And so back in the day, I started working with young girls, mostly 14 to 17 year old girls, in a type of therapy called dialectical behavior therapy. I led many groups in that modality and also individual work. And generally, the young women who were referred to dialectical behavior therapy are young women with chronic suicidality and self-harm behaviors. So I did that for about 15-ish years, and then largely started focusing on my private practice. I've had the great fortune of following some of those young women into their 30s, and I, you know, just feel so fortunate to be a part of their lives and in a meaningful way. And in terms of mindfulness is a core construct of dialectical behavior therapy, and I've just always enjoyed the recentering of mindfulness, and so got hooked up a long time ago on Insight Timer, which is a fantastic mechanism for doing mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. And mindfulness, boy, I hadn't heard about that a lot lately. I handed my 9-year-old a cell phone, a smartphone, I think mindfulness went out the door with her when she took a walk during the pandemic.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, mindfulness is the ever elusive present focus, right? And we have so many things going to, you know, with technology and things like that are pulling at our attention. And I know one of the things that we were talking about, Catherine, that New Yorker article about men and kind of all the different contributions of what makes people feel, you know, disenchanted and disenfranchised in 2025. And a lot of that does have to do with technology and the impact of technology on one's attention span and being able to be in this moment and not be soothed by picking up the phone.
I mean, literally picking it up. I mean, how many times a day? It's the oldest. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
And if you can't resist that, isn't that just simply called addiction?
Well, I definitely, those things are definitely on the same continuum. When you're looking to soothe yourself from some kind of rise, whatever that is. And hearing that language, though, may even be very distant for folks because of the lack of mindfulness. Mindfulness tunes you into that rise within yourself to be able to notice that you're feeling unsettled, that you're feeling anxious, that you're feeling somehow dysregulated, and then reaching for whatever that thing is in an effort to settle it.
Yeah. So a joint, a phone, drink, a phone. Yeah.
There you go. That's yeah. right. That's right.
Fascinating.
And the phone is just the easiest thing, right?
Sure.
It's right there. Yeah. Yeah.
So, hi, you know, Gordy, are you guys still here? Well, I thought you guys left.
No, we're listening.
Oh.
I had to.
Actually, I'm on the app right now. I'm just, you know.
Are you not. Okay, good.
And I was not familiar with the word dialectical, so I had to look that up. So you want to explain how
dialectic.
You do that in your practice? I mean, it's just basically having a dialogue, but a reasonable dialogue, a reasonable argument about things and coming to some kind of conclusion of truth.
Yes. Yes. Dialectics are oftentimes expressed through dialogue, you know, that root word going back to our Latin roots of the dia being two or something like that. the dialectical piece, though, is really about two opposite truths living in tension with one another.
Say that again.
So two opposite truths living in tension with one another. So two things being true at the very same time. For example, noticing that I have the urge to pick up my phone, mm-hmm. sticking with that example, and I've decided I don't want to pick up my phone. I've made that my goal. So those two things are in tension with one another.
Mm. So we give into picking up our phone. Then.
But we do, yeah, oftentimes. But there's this thing in dialectical behavior therapy and in other modalities called urge surfing. So noticing the urge that rises up within you to reach for the phone, sitting with that, letting it rise and swell and then taper off, and then checking in with yourself again. Hey, do I really want to reach for that phone?
Oh.
Or is the goal that I've made for myself to alter my behavior, is that, have I allowed that urge to rise and fall, and now the desire to meet my goal is higher than the urge to reach for the phone?
Whoa.
Mm. Makes sense, right?
Analyzed and got us out of addiction.
Urge
wow.
surfing.
There you
wow.
go. Boom.
I love the word. It's great stuff.
Great rock band name. Okay. Talking with Dr. Mary Walden.
My old friend Mary, I just wanted her to come in here and talk to you guys because I think
we need therapy.
You and I need
help.
Therapy.
Yes,
but
right.
also everybody needs to check in with themselves. And my goodness.
Especially during these trying times.
Especially during these trying times. I mean, your business must be booming, Mary. Well,
right?
Yeah,
it definitely. That is definitely true during these trying times. And I will also say just foundationally that so much of what we're doing now is engaging remotely, engaging, you know, through technology. And we've lost so much relational connection. We've lost so much community and the ability to identify each other as fellow humans on the journey. And, you know, there's a lot of isolation. There's a lot of separateness. And, that's the pathway forward.
That's that helpless feeling that you get. Although I think the No Kings rallies brought a lot of people together, they found out that a lot of people that feel exactly like them, and all those handmade signs said a lot of what we were thinking. So, yeah, it was kind of a nice coming together, actually, kind of a Woodstock for the nation.
Woodstock
I agree
nation.
With that. For the nation in a time of need.
Yes.
I mean, there is a lot of, you know, we can say this, and, you know, we're older than a certain age, all of us here in this little chat, right?
For Dominic.
Not me.
Right, so they're Dominic.
He's a baby.
He's a baby.
He's an itty baby.
But we remember that, you know, the older you get, the more that you do know that we're all in the human condition together. And that there's, again, more that connects us than divides us. And yet, that principle can really be gone. And then to show up at a rally and see so many people that are thinking and feeling the same way you do is really truly a mind-blowing event if you've never connected in that way.
Yeah.
To realize that, hey, I'm not alone. And other people are having that same experience.
Yeah, I dragged my kid to the No Kings reality. I think she enjoyed it.
Oh, no, you have to do that.
Yeah.
We've dragged our kids to the Act 10 protests around the Capitol in 2011. It was just an eye-opening experience for them.
That idea, dragging your kids, making your kids, give them an instrument, make them do the blah, 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 that kind of stuff, I'm failing.
They got into that, though.
I'm failing. I'm not dragging my kid enough. And yeah.
You need to drag more.
I've got a few more questions for you, Mary.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Okay. Mary Walden, stay with us. We'll come back with her in just a moment. John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Cries, Mary.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy, Crying Mary, is our guest.
First thing in the morning. 7:52, partly cloudy here in Madison, downtown State Street. Seeing a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through right now. 22 degrees, highs in the mid-30s today. Back with Dr. Mary Walden for a few more minutes here. And questions for Mary?
Dr. Mary Walden, a doctor of clinical social work, which means she is a psychological genius. And I wanted to bring, I have to be honest, I actually have 5 episodes of a podcast recorded with Mary that I'm not going to put on the air because I'm on the air too much as it is already. And I just think you guys are in need of some psychological counseling. Yes.
Once
and your
in a
listeners
while.
Deserve it because you're crazy and you're giving them kind of crazy stuff. But no, I think it's I think it's something you guys could benefit from.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, we all need to talk.
Yes.
We all need to talk, right?
Yeah.
And be heard.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, just aside from all of that for a moment here, you got like a foot of snow last night, right, Mary?
Yeah, we sure did.
What's the town
Digging
you live
out
in?
Here. Pleasant Prairie.
Pleasant Prairie, which is...
It's very fluffy, and it's very deep.
Ooh.
Yes. It's very deep.
Yes, and that's, you're south of Milwaukee, I believe? Is that
yes.
Correct?
Yeah, she got the lake effect.
Lake effect.
That's right.
Hitting
that's
Chicago,
just
too.
South of Kenosha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Did Milwaukee get a foot of snow? Sorry.
I don't know.
Usually it does get pretty much the same lake effect, you know, if the system had moved in that direction.
I think it was on the edge of Milwaukee and south of Milwaukee.
Mr. Weatherman over there.
Down to Chicago.
You don't know this, Mary, but he's a former weatherman. Yeah, he's going to keep bringing it up over and over.
I'd love to talk about it. Yeah, I need some therapy about that.
That's okay. Yeah. You know, the weather is very grounding. It's very grounding.
You know, it's interesting because it does have a direct connection to people's moods. You know,
absolutely.
If it's cold and dreary and rainy and foggy outside, you get a mood.
But you got a white blanket out there and you're thinking, ooh, boy, I can just sit in the house now and my
just
warm
relax.
Home and relax.
Yes. Okay.
And know that I have to snow shovel and snow blow the driveway. And it's all that relaxing stuff that you think about when you have snow cover.
So, right. Mary, if there are some listeners out there that want to find out more about what you do, you offer some guided meditations. You have clients, I assume?
And... Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. So on Insight Timer, you can find me. You can search Mary Walden. And also on Insight Timer, for fellow therapists, I've done some worksheets and some supportive materials for other therapists that you can access on Insight Timer as well, mostly organized around dialectical behavior therapy and also guided meditations that therapists can refer their patients to. Mm-hmm. So, I love working on Insight Timer. It's a great app.
All right.
And it's free if you want it to be. You can, of course, pay for the Rolls-Royce version or whatever, but you can also get access to tons of material, not just my guided meditations, but literally thousands of others. Mm-hmm. So it's really a great resource to help regulate you on these rough days.
You have an excellent website here, too. We've been checking out this morning, marywalden.com.
She probably did it herself.
Well,
she was into tech. She did. Of course she did. She was a teacher. She's done everything. I've been watching this woman. Her flipping email has the word change in it.
I wasn't
going to
dispute that. I'm just... I just want to ask.
She's just a fan. Catherine is a fan.
Yeah, now I'm just irritated by her.
Well, I just want to. I just want to ask a question that I think all of us, everybody who listens to WMDX, is probably feeling a little lost and a little frustrated watching this administration, you know, go back and forth and not have any plans and shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
And it creates an unsettled mood in everybody. So is there a way that we can kind of deal with this, you know, without confronting the individuals that are in opposition to being pro-democracy?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that the old adage, all politics is local, comes to mind with regard to service and connecting to the people around you. And I think really that is the way forward. I mean, first of all, I do think we saw a good trend last week in Virginia and New Jersey and New York, right? And so that's sort of hopeful. And, you know, right here at home, we can start locally, making sure that that people are fed. You know, the SNAP benefits are cut. I saw that Trump is disallowing states for intervening,
in
filling up the gap, which I don't really understand. But at the end of the day, I think there are a lot of things that we don't understand with what's happening. And in my mind, service is the only way forward, that you take care of each other, you take care of your neighbor. If you have the bandwidth and you have the energy and the resources, run for office, whether that's your local school board or, you know, wherever, that's taking action can help people feel a lot better.
Yeah. All right.
Mary, it's been great to have you with us, and we'd like you to join us again sometime, okay?
Well, thanks. Yeah. Great to chat with you guys.
And again, you can find out more about Mary Walden at her website, marywalden.com. And we also want to thank Pete Schwaber for joining us. If you want to find out more about the Godfather of Green Bay coming to the Atwood Music Hall, just go to WMDXradio.com. We're going to have some information up there shortly if we don't have it up there already.
Yep.
All right, great. And coming up, we're going to be heading over to the Pat Kreitlow Show. If you want to continue with John and Gordy, you can go there. Otherwise, Stephanie Miller is next here tomorrow on our show. We'll talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Hope we all have a great day. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Thanks for having my friend Mary Walden.
Yes. Mary, thank you.
Thanks,
have
Mary.
A great day. So long.
John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.